Well, welcome to the inaugural Bill Howard Show, and we are pleased, as always, to be joined by the head coach of the Wylie Pirates, as this Bill Howard Show and all of them all season long will be brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Thanks to Bill and Kathy Fowler for their support of the Pirates and the Bill Howard Show. Of course, Scott Harrison, and pleased to be back calling Pirates games. Missed last year, Coach, and a couple before that, but followed from where I was. And 4-6. Let's get with the start of it first. You start off 3-1, feeling probably pretty good about things, but once you got into that district campaign, things fell off a little bit. Talk a little bit about what the start was like last year and then how you guys looked at things from the backside as you broke down what happened in 2011.
Well, we started off a little bit slower than our record really realized or indicated. We went to Saxe, came here, and they exposed a few of our weaknesses. And I thought our coaches did a good job making adjustments. And, you know, the key to all good teams that we've had here and the teams that weren't so good is how you progress through the pre-district and then how you progress in district. And I thought we did an excellent job coaching our kids up, getting them ready. We took on West. Both offenses were not really what you call high-powered offenses at that time. And I thought our defense did a good job, and we came out and moved our record to 1-1. The Rowlett game, Rowlett kind of worked us over for three quarters, but kind of we played Pirate football in that fourth quarter. I mean, just tough-nosed football, had a couple turnovers, and Hadink kicked that field goal to win at the end. Then we had a week off. After the Rowlett game, we had some injuries that really took a toll on us. And we went into the McKinney game, and we had a good game offensively. McKinney's defense wasn't quite where they want it to be, and we opened up some holes. Then we opened up with Rockwall in our second district game, and Rockwall exposed a lot of our weaknesses. We had some injuries that started mounting, and we had a chance to go down, but we threw an interception for a touchdown and turned. That was a 14-point swing. We got beat 28-14. The next week was the backbreaker of our season. We had just got healthy enough to really – what I consider, you know, make a run for the district.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Felt like we was getting back in there and made a quarterback change. Donald Slay's foot was messed up. He couldn't get the job done. Threw a sophomore in there, and the first half did outstanding. Second half, they came back. We missed a lot of opportunities being a young team. And we're a young team this year, but we didn't have that experience, didn't have that gel. And when they came back and beat us 24-21 with, you know, 18 seconds to go on the clock, you know, that just kind of dropped it down. And the rest of the season, we struggled with injuries and struggled with our own identity and just didn't have the offensive firepower to compete for district playoff run last year.
So what do you, as a staff, look at then and say, okay, this is where we've got to improve? Because obviously injuries are not something that you have any control over. Youth is not something you have any control over. So what were you looking at from a strategy standpoint that you thought, okay, going into 2012, this is what we want to make sure we're executing on?
Well, the first thing, I think it always starts at quarterback. And you have to be, I think Coach Select, our offense coordinator, does a great job of seeing what we need to do and where we're headed. And Cameron Kelly, who started the last five games last year, the Highland Park game on, is coming back this year, and he's taken over the helm. And I tell you what, Cameron is a much better decision-maker and operator than we've had in the past. Now, it's just because he's had a year underneath his belt. He had a great offseason. He's just a junior, but he's very athletic. He has a very good arm. And, you know, I'm excited about our quarterback position. So that was the first step we had to do. Second step is we had to develop depth. You know, last year the injuries bothered us. So as a coach staff, I sit down and we looked and we discussed, and now we have two-way players. And we have a lot of two-way players. We've changed the way we practice, changed the way we've done a lot of things in the spring. And I think that's going to give us a lot more depth. So the one thing that we had to do is we had to come up with an operator. We had to develop that depth mm-hmm. on both sides of the ball. That helps your youth. That helps understanding. I think that's going to be a big key for us this year. It's really going to help us in special teams because we're getting a lot more kids involved. We got a lot more kids that get looks. And third, It's all about chemistry. That's always been my pet peeve on a football team. The year that we went to the state semis in 4A, 11-4 team, this team has a lot more talent than that team. But that team had it.
Right.
And, you know, when I try to sell our team, you know, Coach Howard has a it philosophy. And you got to have play with great heart. You got to love the game. I mean, you got to come out here and practice and give up your time and life. These kids, you know, they sacrifice a lot to be on a football team. And you got to love it. And third, you just got to never quit. And last year, I don't know if we had it. And this year, I think we've kind of rekindled it. And we've got it coming back. So I'm really excited about this season.
All right, we'll take a little break here, get a word in for Dickie's Barbecue. And when we come back, look at those guys that are coming back on both sides of the ball. And also the newcomers, some camp standouts, and a brand-new district going in a direction that hasn't been gone in for a long time for the Wiley Pirates. And we'll do that as the Bill Howard Show, brought to you by Dickie's, continues after this.
If you're in the mood for lip smacking, rib tickling, knee slapping, foot stopping, great tasting barbecue, you got to stop by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, 1301 Century Way, just off Highway 78 in Wiley. Hey folks, it's Scott here, and the kids eat free every day at Dickie's Pit Barbecue in Wiley, and there's always free ice cream too. Entertaining friends at the lake or hosting a seminar, there's no event too large, none too small for the Dickie's Wiley Catering Department. And don't forget to like Dickie's Pit Barbecue Wiley on Facebook. Bill and Kathy Fowler and all the employees at Dickie's Wiley are proud sponsors of the Coach Howard Show and Wiley Pirates Football.
All right, we're back on the Bill Howard Show, of course, brought to you by Dickie's. And thanks again to Bill and Kathy Fowler and Dickie's Barbecue and Wiley for all that they do for the Pirates. And Coach Howard, we were talking about Cameron Kelly coming back as a quarterback of your offense. You bring back three wide receivers as well. Freddie Gibbs, of course, a three-year starter. Alex Pena-Roden and Alex Wesley as well. How much comfort does that give you and your receiving crew as you prepare for this season? Because sometimes it seems like the offenses take a little bit longer to gel.
Well, Alex Wesley's got an injury right now, and he's set out. He had a great spring, and we're excited. We'll get him back probably around district, and that'll help us. Freddie's solid and is a great route runner and one of our captains this year. And Freddie gives Cameron a lot of, you know, a sense of reliability that, you know, and that a quarterback needs. Mm-hmm. Freddie understands what's going on, how to get open. Pena-Roden's another big target, runs good routes. I think he's had a really good spring. He's grown. He's a big receiver. So he's got two big targets. Kalen Winkler, who alternated a little bit last year, has had a great spring. And I think that's going to be one of the key. He's going to have a really solid receiving core. Cameron does a good job getting rid of the ball. He's also an excellent scrambler. So I think with Cameron's maturity and his decision-making and their core of receivers you got coming back, it's going to be kind of exciting to watch the passing game.
You also bring back Laurent and Jiki on the offensive line, but I've been doing a little reading online on the Wiley Pirates Mobi website and seeing some of the player profiles. You've got some young guys up there. They're going to have to mature pretty quickly.
Well, we do have some young guys, but, you know, Coach Roger Bird, offensive line coach, does a really good job with those guys. And I've seen steady improvement through spring and through the fall. And this, you know, just a couple of days ago, we were commenting on our offensive line has made some strides. We have some big kids that are going to be up front. They haven't been thrown into the fire, but, you know, Copley, our center, is pretty steady. He's not huge, but he's going to do a good job.
Yeah, and I said young. He's a senior. He's just inexperienced.
He's a senior. But we'll be starting several juniors and a sophomore on there. And, you know, I think that as they gel together, as they work, our team usually will go how the offensive line goes. But I think our offensive line is going to be just fine.
Defensively, the 3-4 continues. Would never expect that to not under your guidance. But you're bringing back five guys. I guess about half and half in the secondary. Preston Burnett at safety and Jarrell, is it?
Brown.
Brown, yeah, at cornerback. And then a couple of D linemen, Joshua Akwe and KJ Rosaw, and then a linebacker, Keith Lilly. How has that group progressed here during the fall camp?
Well, it's Izzy Akwe. That's my fault.
Okay.
But I tell you what, our secondary, I think, is really I see some bright spots in our secondary. Tony Cavalier, our secondary coach, has taken over the secondary now. And I see Jarrell Brown. Jarrell Brown's got a chance to be a really good shutdown corner for us. We have Preston Burnett's coming back. Preston's also going to be a running back, you know, part of that two-way deal.
Yep.
So he will split time at safety. But, you know, as far as the secondary as a whole, we've got some young kids that are really coming. T.K. Rockwell is going to be a force back there.
Okay. Is he one of the newer guys?
He's one of the newer guys that stood at camp. He ran back kickoffs last year for us. He was very good on special teams. T.K., it's time for him to start stepping up. Alex Menchaca, his older brother, with safety.
Yeah.
Alex come back this year. I think he has really stood out and done a very good job. As far as that go, Pena Roden's going to play both sides of the ball. We have another corner in Ray Lee that is going to be hop in there and get some reps, along with Joseph Ewing, who we moved out to corner. I think Joseph's going to be a real solid corner. So we have a lot of guys. We also have a junior named Elijah Harris, who's a really athletic-type safety that can run around and make plays. So, you know, as far as our secondary goes, I feel really comfortable. Again, playing both ways, we've developed some depth.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to rotate and we're going to figure out who. You know, the first couple of games, we might not look as in sync as I'd like to be as a head coach and never get there because we're going to be rotating a lot of players. At the linebacker position, Zach Myers, who you'll see running the ball also, who's a bowling ball. But Zach is going to be the cowbell on our defense.
Okay.
He is the linebacker. Him and Javaria Harris are doing a really good job. But when we get up front, Izzy Akway is an outstanding defensive lineman, came on last year. We have a lot of young defensive linemen that are very talented. But, you know, on the other side, K.J. Rasaw, who is one of our top offensive defensive line, he's fighting through an injury right now. And we're not for sure how much we're going to get to use him this year. KJ was awesome. But as all in all, our defense is really starting to gel. And then we go to the outside linebacker, which outside linebacker should be the strength of our team. We have four seniors there.
Oh, great.
You know, we have, you know, and all four seniors are players. We have the Mathers, whose brother was on that team also.
Right.
So we got a little history of 2008 team, two starters off our defense. Their brothers are back. Keith Lilly, who's a returning starter last year. Cameron DeLand and Nick Morris are both very athletic, good players. So with the depth builds competition, and competition's going to make us better. So we don't have a lot of returning starters, but we got kids that have to fight every day for their spot and their playing time. Makes it exciting.
Offensively, who's been your surprise guy this year? Who would you say, all right, this is the guy that we didn't expect to really explode onto the scene, but he's had the best camp of anybody?
Well, I don't want to jinx him, but, but Cameron Kelly.
Oh, really? Okay.
Our quarterback is really, from where he was, you know, we had a scrimmage the other day and he got frustrated. We had a little inter-squad because he had to do a lot of scrambling. Offensive line, we went ones-on-ones. Our defense is pretty good up front. Just I'm impressed, and I hope it continues. Coach Lechta and him have worked well as far as the decision-making process. Cameron's making really good decisions, and some decisions that he's making aren't even ones that we coach. They're just ones that come instinctive to.
Okay.
So, Cameron Keller. Kalen Winkler's had a great spring, great fall. He had a good summer. I think Kalen Winkler's got a chance. And then, you know, we have a whole platoon of running backs, and we're trying to figure out which one of those is really going to step up. Dante Slay, of course, is a talented young kid. He's getting in there, and a few other ones. But, you know, and Charles Opoko. But, you know, the guys up front on the offensive line, I think, that are really stepping up, I'm really proud of them. Vic Cheatham is going to be a junior. He's stepping up. He's doing a good job. You know, and I think that we've got a few other guys that are working, trying to figure out what's going to happen. We've got a few pups in there, but I'm happy with our offensive line. But right now, Cameron Kelly and Kalen Winkler are really stepping up to the plate.
For the first time, I guess since you arrived here, it was with Mark Ball back between 96, 97, right? This Pirate team will play teams on the eastern side of the Metroplex. And when we say east, we mean kind of arcing from the Red River all the way out into Hunt County. Somewhat unusual because it seems like, especially in the 5A days, you were playing the Planos and Allens of the world, so you're staying kind of local. But now we'll have trips to Sherman, to Lovejoy. The Denison Yellow Jackets are in the mix now. McKinney North, Royce City, the Greenville Lions, and, of course, the Raiders of Wiley East. How did you feel about the way the alignments came down from the UIL this year? And does it feel like, I don't know, the kind of a district that gives you prospects?
Well, I definitely am excited just about the district. When I first saw the district, I had no problem with it. I was disappointed Highland Park wasn't in there.
Right.
Because that's the first time ever we've been in 4A that Highland Park's not been in our district.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, we haven't played the Greenvilles since the 90s. So getting them back in there, Royce City has moved up. Lovejoy's moved up now. Both are really good 3A programs. They've been good 4A. They're going to be good 4A programs. The trips up to Dennis and Sherman didn't thrill me because that's still a pretty good haul on a Friday afternoon. But all in all, I think the district gives us an excellent chance to make the playoffs. I'm excited about our district. The downside is we have to go east right out of the playoffs. It was kind of fun going through Frisco and the Metroplexes. You know, we always got on a roll there. But now what we'll have to do is we'll just have to travel a little farther and to get back to the Metroplex game. So, all in all, I was excited about the district. I think there's a lot of teams that we're going to match up well with. And, you know, the one thing that you just want to make the playoffs, because once you get in the tournament, anything can happen.
Well, we're looking forward to a great season. If you're listening to this game prior to Friday, August 24th, that'll be leading up into the Jesuit scrimmage. If you're listening after that time, then, of course, we'll recap the Jesuit scrimmage and look ahead to the opening week matchup against the Sachse Mustangs. And hopefully we'll be able to do that from Dickey's Barbecue here in Wiley as Dickey's Barbecue presents the Bill Howard Show week in and week out. And you check it out on the new Mobi site for the Wiley Pirates. You want to let everybody know about that?
Well, I tell you what, I'm really excited about our Mobi site. It's WileyPirateFootball.mobi, M-O-B-I, one word. We'll be getting out. We have Meet the Pirate Family Night on the 24th, which we'll be handing out cards and everything else. Sheila Haynes is helping run our website. She's outstanding. We have lots of news stories on there. And then we also have some outstanding sponsors. We have many, many sponsors on there, but Albertsons has taken over as our title sponsor. We're thrilled with them. Dickey's is doing the coaches show. Dickey's one of our Viewpoint Bank is one of those. Rick Smith Realty is one of those. First Baptist Church stepped up to the plate, and they do a great job. They do a great job for Wiley ISD. You know, so we have a lot of things really going on. And then our Saturday morning coach show will be live from Woodbridge, another one of our gold sponsors. So there's a lot of things going on you'll be able to listen to and tune in and use the site. And updates, games, directions, Hall of Honor, Player of the Week, Person of the Week, Player of the Week. It's just a great opportunity for you that have that pirate football fever to get your fix.
And that is also where you can go to listen to the games online all throughout the season, regular season, playoffs, what have you. Go to that Mobi site, again, WileyPirates.mobi, and look for the Listen Live tab. And you'll find that. Click on that, and it will take you to a third-party streaming site, which will provide for you the stream to listen to all the games this year. It'll be myself, Derek Draper returns, and got the whole band back together. Carlos Leal will return on the sidelines as well. So excited to be a part of it. Coach, thanks for the time on the show today, and thanks again to Dickey's Barbecue to sponsor. That is the Bill Howard Show. We'll talk to you next week.